You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
This is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Chef Brianna Riddock coming to you from my kitchen in Atlanta, Georgia. Today we'll be making plantains foster, which is linked in the show notes and on food52.com. If you've never heard of plantains foster, that is okay because it is a riff on bananas foster. So essentially, bananas are cooked in a caramel sauce made out of butter and brown sugar, and it's spiced depending on who makes it, or you can leave it plain, but it's maybe spiced with nutmeg and or cinnamon, and also finished with rum and served over ice cream. Since plantains is a close cousin of bananas, I thought that would have been a great riff on this traditional dessert out of New Orleans. So let's get started with the ingredients. You'll need ripe yellow plantain, unsalted butter, dark brown sugar, cinnamon sticks, vanilla extract, orange, dark rum, salt, and your favorite vanilla ice cream. One of the most important things that you need to have ahead of time is to make sure that your plantains are very, very ripe. So in contrast to a banana, when the bananas are very black and a little bit mushy, you know, of course somebody will make banana bread with that. But that's the opposite when it comes to plantain. You do want it to be dark, you want it to be black, speckled, because plantains are a lot starchier and they're not as sweet. So if you think it's overripe, that means it is perfect for your plantains foster. And you want to make sure that you get a yellow plantain as opposed to a green one, which also goes by green banana, because those ones will not yield the sweetness that you're looking for. The first thing that we're wanting to do is cut the ends off of our plantain. So if you have one large plantain, that should be enough. Depending on the size, you may need two, but typically if you get a large one, one is enough. So I'm going to cut the ends off. Then cutting off the other end, and I'm going to use the tip of the knife to just slightly puncture down the length of my plantain, and that will be easy for me to pull off the skin. Once all the skin is pulled off, I'm going to cut it in half right in the middle, and then I'm going to cut the half again lengthwise because we want it to be almost like a strip, like a 4-inch strip. So I'm going to slice the first slice in half lengthwise, 4 slices per plantain. So after that, I'm going to turn on the heat on my skillet. So another thing to take into account is that we will be flambéing the dish towards the end when we're adding the rum. This will only work if you have a gas stove, because obviously it has an exposed flame. If you're using an electric stove, you won't necessarily be able to flambé. You'll just need to cook the alcohol out. So I'm going to turn on my skillet. We're going to take it to a medium heat. And because we are using butter and sugar, it will create a caramel, but we want to be aware of our heat, because if it's too hot, our butter will start to break and it will break the sauce. So I'm going to put my stick of butter in my skillet. Okay, I'm gonna let it melt. Okay, as my pot is warming up and my butter is melting, I am going to finish cutting my plantain right now. So my butter is almost melted. I have my slices ready. I am going to add my cinnamon sticks to the butter. Okay, now that our cinnamon sticks are toasted in the butter and our caramel is starting to form, I am going to add my plantain into the caramel sauce. And as it cooks, we're trying to caramelize our plantain. So if you want to flip it halfway through, or you can baste it like you would like a steak or something with the spoon and kind of fold our sauce, or you know, fold the sauce over the plantain. My heritage and my family is Jamaican, so I've only known plantain to be plantain, and I don't know if it's more so the accent or it's regional. It wasn't until I got a little older that people were saying plantains. I say plantain. So, plantain Fosters. All right. So now my plantain is looking really nice, really beautiful. So we have about 2 to 4 minutes for the plantain to cook and get caramelized. So we are gonna take a quick break, literally, and I'll pop right back over. I'm gonna head over to the refrigerator to go ahead and get my orange and the rest of the ingredients. Again, I am Brianna Riddock, and today we are literally in the middle of making a beautiful, beautiful dessert called Plantains Foster. Now, where did we leave off? I have my orange, and I have my zester, and I am going to zest a whole orange and drop that right over my beautiful plantain and caramel sauce that is forming. Again, remember to watch your heat, keep it on a nice continuous medium. I'm gonna drop that into the pot. All right, now I'm gonna put in my teaspoon of vanilla, so kind of bubble, just a pinch, but not too crazy. All right, we're stirring continuously. All right, that's my vanilla getting in there. And last but not least, dark rum. Are you ready for the show? I'm gonna tilt my skillet away from me, and I'm gonna pour my rum to the furthest end of the skillet. Now this is gonna happen very, very quickly, so watch them eyebrows, get a step back, and get ready. And I'm stirring my pot at the same time, that orange color, that red. Now if you're using an electric stove, you pour your rum in, but you're just gonna go ahead and cook out your rum. That should take like possibly a minute because the sugar is already very, very hot. Now I am done. I'm turning off my heat. I got my bowl. Now I'm about to scoop my ice cream. I think I'm gonna do 3 scoops, so let me scoop this again. My caramel is bubbly. I'm pouring it right over my scoops of ice cream. And oh, how beautiful is this sauce? I am pouring it straight over. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it. What is going on? What kind of ice cream did you use? Did you use vanilla? Did you use a vanilla bean? How did yours turn out? I want to hear about it. Tell me how it went by leaving a review. This recipe is linked in the show notes and it's also on food52.com. And you can find me on social media at Seasoning Bottle. Thank you guys so much and I can't wait to see how your plantains fosters turn out.